many chances. It was kind of like the last game where they had more chances, but you get the win. This time the situation was reversed. Is that how you saw this?
I thought they did a good job creating chances too. That was a pretty even game. They capitalized on one more chance than we did, and then they looked like emptying it around. So that was a good game, both sides.
We saw it on the road trip. Things are getting a little tighter now. Is that January hockey, or is it? Do you notice that this time of year now?
Sure.
Things get harder.
Yeah, I mean points have become really important around this time of year, and teams are battling for them, and we are too. And I think the defensive side teams have tightened it up, so harder to create chances. So hopefully we have a good one before the break here.
What is it about Mitch Marner, maybe in particular, but they've obviously got a few guys that are so difficult.
Yeah, they got a lot of talent. They got a lot of speed, and speed and skill. So when you combine those two things, it's kind of tough to play defense on a lot of their guys. I thought we did a decent job. Obviously, give up chances, but I thought we did okay against them.
What is it? Two games with Toronto, close games. Only team to beat you guys twice. Is that just the skill that you're saying? Is that some of the intensity that comes from divisional games?
I think they're a team that's kind of built like us, and they do a good job of taking away time and space, and when you have speed on their side, they can do that to us. So it's up to us to try to find ways to get it in and kind of play in their end. And I thought we had flashes of that, but they're a good team.
You won't need motivation going into the next game, but it is the last game before a break. How important is it to not think about the break, to worry about just the game itself?
Sure, yeah, it's huge. Yeah, just got to play hockey, do our job, and hopefully get a win, come prepared, and then we can relax after. But we still got a good practice tomorrow and in the game, so hopefully we can tighten up for that.
Thank you, Brandon.